The U.S. Department of the Treasury's Bureau of the Fiscal Service presents Treasury Retail Securities 2-Minute Films.
Hello, and welcome to Treasury Direct. This video will discuss the different options you have for registrations. If you have an entity account, you cannot choose a different registration, as the entity registration is the only option you can use when purchasing. In an individual Treasury Direct account, you have three different options for registrations. The first option is sole owner. This places the entire authority over and ownership of the bond in one person's name. This will be in your name alone unless you choose the "This is a gift" option at the bottom of the screen. The second option is the primary owner option. This allows you to name two individuals as owners: the primary owner with the full ownership rights and authority, and a secondary owner with limited ownership rights and authority. This will display with the connector of "with," as the owner is sharing their security with another person. The primary owner can choose to grant view rights to the secondary owner so they can see it through their account, or they can grant them transaction rights, which will allow the secondary owner to redeem the security through their own account. When the primary owner dies, the secondary owner becomes the sole owner of the security. The third option is the beneficiary option. This allows you to elect someone to take over the authority and ownership of the security upon the death of the primary owner. This will show with the connector of POD, which stands for payable on death. You can also set up registrations for securities you wish to purchase as a gift for someone else. In order to do this, you will select the registration type and input the person you want to give the security to as the primary owner, including their social security number. You can add a secondary owner or beneficiary if you choose. Keep in mind that you cannot name yourself as the secondary owner, but can name yourself as the beneficiary. Once you have filled in the registration, you will need to click the "This is a gift" checkbox. Then click the Submit button to save the registration. Creating a registration list ahead of time will make it easier to select a specific registration when you are purchasing a security. On the Buy Direct tab, you will select the security type you wish to purchase. Then you can select the registration from the drop-down menu. Or you can click the Add a New Registration button to create a registration. Once the security has been issued, you can change the registration by selecting the Manage Direct tab, selecting the Edit a Registration option, choosing the security type, then selecting the individual securities you wish to update. Any registrations you have created will be available in the drop-down menu, or you can create a new one by selecting the Add a New Registration button. Note, however, that you cannot choose a gift registration because the primary owner cannot be changed once the security has been issued. Please note, for all registration types, you must have the name and social security number of each registrant. And that's it. Those are the different registration options available in Treasury Direct.